maybe not that long. But you never know. I have been known to preach over 2 hours, but probably not tonight. Last week, y'all got spoiled. Amen. 16th chapter, 1 Kings. These is probably the text that we want to read to you tonight, some of the most unfamiliar text that we're going to read from. And I trust that the Lord will help us tonight. Sometimes, brother, let me just say something right here. Amen. Just kind of get me in gear. The other night during revival, Brother Jimbo was here, and he's talking about things that's not in the Bible that people think is in the Bible. And, you know, that really doesn't bother me much. I really don't. It's the things that I know that's in there that really bothers most of us. Amen. And to live by the principles of righteousness. Amen. 1 Kings chapter 16, verse 25. But Omri wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. And he walked in all the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, and in his sin wherewith he made Israel to sin, to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger with their vanities. Man, 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 what a terrible record to leave behind. Now the rest of the acts of Omri, which he did and his might that he showed, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel? So Omri slept with his fathers and was buried in Samaria, and Ahab, his son, reigned in his stead. And in the 38th year of Asa, king of Judah, began Ahab, the son of Omri, to reign over Israel. Ahab, the son of Omri, reigned over Israel in Samaria 22 years. Now, verse 30. And Ahab, did you notice what verse 25 said? But Omri, did wrought evil in the eyes of the Lord, and did worse than all that were before him. Now, verse 30. And Ahab, the son of Omri, did evil in the sight of the Lord above all that were before him, worse than his father. My Lord, have mercy. And it came to pass, as if it had been a light thing for him to walk in the sins of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, that he took to wife Jezebel, the daughter of Ethbaal, king of the Zidonians, and went and served Baal and worshipped him. And he reared up an altar for Baal in the house of Baal, which he had built in Samaria. And Ahab made a grove, and Ahab did more to provoke the Lord God of Israel to anger than all the kings of Israel that were before him. What a record. My, my. Those are the kind of verses those are the kind of verses that we almost want to shy away from when we think about preaching and encouraging people and the saints of God. But I spent most all day at home today going over these verses of Scripture. And I trust that the Lord will help us. These are unfamiliar verses to most of us. We've heard of Ahab many times and Jezebel, but we've never heard anything about his father, Omri. Very little. But these two men, along with Jeroboam, were some of the worst kings that ever sat on the throne. Amen. I read these verses today and I thought, bad men have indeed at times had worse sons than they are. What an example to leave behind. Omri was a worse living man than any other man that had lived up to that time. I can think in the Old Testament up till this point in time, I can think of some awful wicked men. Real, real wicked men. Does everybody here say amen? There were some very, very vile, wicked men. But this man, Omri, he did worse than any man wickedly that had lived before him. I want the Lord to help me tonight. Amen. I want to talk to you for a while on good can survive in the midst of evil. Praise God. Now, these two men, Omri and his son Ahab. Amen. Now, it says that Ahab, his son, did worse than even the father did. What a wicked, wicked two men in the Bible. Amen. Men may make things worse sometimes by their unholy friendships. Amen. Come on here. Amen. Ahab was worse than Omri. He married a woman by the name of Jezebel who stirred him up to do more wickedly than he perhaps would have done had it not been for that wicked woman Jezebel. Amen. Men make things worse by their unholy alliances. I want the Lord to help me. Amen. I've seen good men and good women turn bad because of the associations that they run with. Come on here. Amen. The Bible tells us in the New Testament that evil communications corrupt good manners, or evil associations will make a good man bad, or a good woman bad. Amen. And it depends, come on here, depends on who you run with as to whether or not, amen, your character is blighted or staunched or corrupted. Amen. And it has everything to do with your Christian character. I'm amazed at the number of people who go to church and think that they can, amen, be friends, I mean close bosom buddies with wicked people and not be affected by it. Amen. You will be affected by it. And you and I both know, want the Lord to help us tonight. You and I both know that everybody has to work on a job, and sometimes you work with them. Wicked people, mean people, bad people, corrupt people. I understand that. Come on here. You go to the grocery store. Amen. There's bad people that go to the grocery store. Don't stop you from shopping at Safeway or Giant just because there's other bad people there. But when you talk about buddies and friends, close associates, that you do not have to, come on here, that you do not have to pal with, that you do not have to run with. Amen. You're asking for that wicked, evil, sinful nature to become a part of you eventually. I remember years ago, help me, Lord. Amen. We had a man in our church that we pastored in Texas, and he was a good man. He really was. But he got to running with a questionable crowd. You understand what I'm talking about? Amen. Their character was not very good. Amen. And one day he came to me and he said, "You know, Brother Savage," he said, I've been thinking, and I'm thinking that all those things that you've been preaching against really is not so bad." And the reason he started thinking that was because the crowd he started running with. And it wasn't too long until after that, for a while, he was out, period. Amen. And that is the process, amen, of sin. You alliance yourself or become friends. Come on, I want to preach to you tonight. With the wicked of this world, and soon you will think their badness is better than it used to be, and it's not near as bad as what it used to be.
It's because evil communications corrupt good manners. Amen. Amen. When I look at these scriptures, amen, I want to tell you tonight, amen, these two men were some of the most wicked, vile, corrupt men that ever walked in shoe leather. Amen. The kingdom of Israel. Now you have to remember that Israel now is divided into two nations. You've got this southern kingdom of Judah and the northern kingdom of Israel. Amen. And they split off from the sons of Solomon. Amen. The sons of Solomon, after Solomon died, amen, Rehoboam and Jeroboam, the nation was divided into the two separate kingdoms. Amen. And Rehoboam became king of the southern kingdom of Judah. Jeroboam became king of the northern kingdom of Israel. Amen. And the Bible mentions in these verses King Jeroboam. Amen. But Omri did more evil wickedness in the sight of the Lord. Amen. To come on, y'all listen to me. Amen. To stir up the anger of God against Israel. Amen. Against Omri that caused Israel to sin. Amen. It was bad enough that Omri was a wicked man. Amen. But it caused the whole nation to sin and go into idolatrous worship. Amen. And sinful living. Come on here. Amen. And then his son come along, Ahab. And he was more wicked than Omri was. Amen. Amen. I can only imagine in my mind the wickedness that went on in those two households, palaces, if you will. Amen. It was under the leadership of these two wicked men that they offered sacrifice unto idols, amen, that could not answer prayer. Insomuch that sometimes they even offered their own children on the altar of sacrifice unto a false idol god. Hey man, help me here. You talk about wickedness. You talking about sin. You talking about corruptness. Hey man, it was there. And it bothers me in my mind, in my heart, in America today. Amen. When I see holiness men and holiness churches, amen, that turn around and see good in what God said, thou shalt not touch. Woo! Help me here. Sin is still sin. Amen. No wonder Paul got stirred up and said, oh, that men would see sin as exceedingly sinful. It is destructive. It will destroy your soul. Somebody say amen. Woo! Well, I announced that good can survive. Amen. Amongst evil. Amen. But come on, y'all still with me. But you have to choose. You have to be very careful, amen, who you choose to buddy with. Huh? Huh? I lost some of you there. Whoo! Let's look on the other side of the story, if you will. The story of Ahab goes to show that wickedness, however powerful it is, and Ahab was a wicked, wicked man. I mean, he killed, or had killed, a divine, righteous man by the name of Naboth. Cold-blooded murder. Just because he coveted what Naboth had so much that he would do anything. He would pay any price, amen, to get what Naboth had, and he had him killed in cold-blooded murder. What a wicked man that he was. But I want to tell you, however powerful and however wicked, oh, I want the Lord to help me here tonight. Amen, that Ahab was, amen, cannot prevent the existence and the development of goodness in the midst of wickedness. Amen. Help me here. Don't y'all fall out with me here. We have had some wicked presidents in the past, in the history of America. We have had some vile, wicked men, amen, that sat in the White House, amen. Are y'all listening to me? And had control over our military as commander-in-chief. But I want to tell you, in the midst of the wickedness that was in high places, God still has a people that has survived, and they're good people, and they're righteous people, and they are praying people. Woo! Somebody say amen. Amen. Ahab in his wicked, wicked rule, amen, with an iron fist, had a man that was his steward, if you will, right-hand man, a man by the name of Obadiah. Amen. The Bible talks very favorable of this man, Obadiah. Come on, somebody say hallelujah. Amen. If you just turn over in chapter 18 and read about Obadiah. Amen. He was a steward. Obadiah was, amen, a good man. He lived with Ahab, and he even went so far as he managed a lot of Ahab's affairs. Hey, man, don't tell me, hey, man, don't tell me you can't serve God in a wicked world. You can serve God on the doorsteps of hell if you want to serve God. You can serve God in some of the most wicked homes. Hey, man, I've seen good, hey, man, young people that served God and committed their life to the Lord come out of some of the most vile and wicked home life situation. Come on here. You're talking about a dysfunctional, hey, man, family. I have seen many of them, but I've seen good boys come out of such trash. Hey, man, and God touch their lives and make something worthwhile out of them. As bad as Ahab was in his conduct, his behavior, his vileness, his wickedness, amen, evil though it was, amen, didn't stop the goodness of Obadiah, right, living under his own nose. Praise God. Amen. I thought today when I was reading these verses of Scripture, amen, Paul in one of his writings in the epistles of the New Testament, amen, he said, I wished I could find the verse right now. I'd read it to you. But I can give it to you and you can go home and find it. Amen. He said, salute the saints of Caesar's household. Glory to God. You mean wicked Caesar that had so many people killed and murdered? Amen. You mean there were saints in Caesar's household? That's what Paul said. Amen. Said, salute the saints in Caesar's household. I don't care how bad the situation is, you can still live for God if you want to make up your mind to. I've said this week several times over, people do what they want to do. And if you want, come on here, if you want to join a league with Ahab and Jezebel, you will. I don't care how many people, how many good people live around you, how many good aunts and uncles you got, how many good mamas and daddies you got, how many good grandparents you got. If wickedness is in your heart, you're going to do wicked. Amen, but I want to turn that coin over and say, I don't care what the situation, circumstances is. If you want to live for God, you can live for God in the midst of turmoil. Hallelujah. I was reading. Woo, I'm feeling better. I was reading. Amen. The volcanoes are horrible. They are disastrous to, amen, to the whole world. Amen. They spew out, amen, molten lava and destroys sometimes entire cities. Amen. When that molten lava spews out of the top of that mountain. mountain. And that whole top of that mountain is blown off. Amen. And flames shoot hundreds and hundreds of feet in the air. And that molten lava. Come on here. Amen. Did you know that Pompeii, amen, that huge city of Rome, amen, was covered, amen, with the lava of a volcanic eruption. Amen. Come on here. But when those volcanoes, come on, sir, after a while, they found new flowers blooming around the edge of the volcano that had erupted. Amen. If you want to live for God, you can bloom on the rim. Amen. A volcano. Amen. That spews out filth and corruption. You can bloom where you are. If you want to serve God, you can. Somebody say hallelujah. You gotta have a want to. You gotta have a desire. You gotta have an intention that I'm going for God. No matter what mama does or daddy does, amen, I'm gonna serve the Lord.
I hardly ever. And I don't make this a practice or a habit at all. I'm very conscious about calling people's names when I'm preaching. But I remember, amen, when Jimmy Swaggart fell and the tragedy that it was. Are y'all still with me? The tragedy that it was, and I want to elaborate on that. I heard people say, help me, Lord. I heard Christians say, if he can't live it, I sure can't. That's a cop-out for what's in the heart. Come on here. I don't care if everybody backslides and everybody does wickedness. Come on here. You can live for God if you want to. Praise God. If my wife don't serve God, I can live for God. Come on here. Help me, Lord. Amen. Obadiah served God. Amen. And the most wicked king. Amen. In the palace of the most wicked king that ever sat on the throne of Israel. But glory to God, he had a testimony. Woo! Brother
Randy Webb, my heart goes out to him. Man, I pray for that man. Nobody knows what anguish that man's been through. Amen. Somebody said, well, if he had do this and had done that, you don't know nothing about it. If you'd keep your big trap shut and quit yakking and talking about people and pray for folks. Lord God, that's good preaching. I snuck it right in there. Hallelujah. Amen. But, amen, help me here. Oh, for several years, amen, he's had to go on and pastor a church, amen, and preach camp meetings, amen, without any help at all, amen, from his dear companion that he loved all those years. Help me here. You can do it if you want to, but you gotta want to. You've gotta have a desire. You've gotta have a compulsion inside. It's a me and my house. I'm going to serve the Lord.
Somebody say amen. Obadiah. What a man. Right in this horrible situation and circumstances, this virtuous character lived in the time of Ahab. Lived in the neighborhood of Ahab. Bad as your surroundings may be, God can make you bloom on the very edge of a volcanic eruption. Somebody say amen. I hear women say, won't y'all follow that with me here? I hear women say, I have to live with the devil of a husband. If it wasn't for him, I'd live for God. They won't do it. I've seen it happen. Come on here. Somebody say amen. My own sister, amen, lived with a wicked man for many, many years. Every other word was vile and filthy and vulgar. Amen. One of the most filthy mouth talking men I've ever known. Amen. And she said, if it wasn't for him, I'd go to church. He died. She never went to church. Come on here. You can serve God if it's in your heart to serve God. Oh, Sister Daniels in the church where we pastored in Texas. Amen. She had a wicked man as a husband. His name was Jim. Jim Daniels, and some of you have heard me tell about him, wicked as he was, and he then defied her and dared her to go to church. And if you go to church tonight, I'm going to lock you out of the house when you get home. She said, I'm going to church, and I'm going to request prayer for you to get saved. Hey, come on here. There were times she walked to church, but most of the time somebody picked her up and carried her to church. Hey, man, but every service she requested prayer that God would save Jim. Come on, are y'all still with me? Amen. We've taken her home a few times herself. Amen. And when we'd let her out, amen, we'd wait to make sure she got in the house. And lo and behold, amen, the door was locked. Amen. She knocked and Jim said, amen, you can't come in here if you're gonna go to church. And she's sitting there on the front porch in a rocking chair. Amen. In the cold January and February weather. Amen. Come on here with her coat on and rock till daylight. Amen. But the day came. Hallelujah. I said the day came on a Sunday morning. Amen. She came to church and requested prayer for Jim. Amen. And the doors flung open. Amen. And here come Jim Daniels strutting down this, amen, alleyway. Amen. He had told her several times he's going to drag her out of the church by the hair of her head. Amen. Some of the saints got afraid. Amen. And when Jim come in, because he was a wicked, wicked man. Amen. He run with Bonnie and Clyde in his young years. Wow, he was. Come on, I'm preaching to y'all tonight. Amen. But when he got down to the front where Sister Daniels was sitting, the power of the Holy Ghost hit him in the top of his head and knocked him flat on the floor. Praise God. Amen. He wallowed around on the floor and tried to get up. Amen. And couldn't get up. Amen. And after a while he said, God, I give up. Amen. I want to tell you, God saved him. Amen. You can serve God if you want to. Amen. You got to have a made up mind. Woo!
Somebody, am I preaching all right tonight? I want to tell you, nobody can make you smoke a cigarette if you don't want to smoke it. She made me do it, hogwash. I'm all stirred up. Praise God. You think I'm stirred up tonight? Wait till Sunday. Praise God. I got another one for Sunday. Praise the Lord. Already, amen, in the magazine of the double barrel. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody say amen. I want to tell you that nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do. Come on here. Potiphar's wife, amen, tried to force Joseph, amen, to lay with her. Come on here. And commit adultery. He said, you can have my coat, but you ain't getting my character. Hallelujah. Amen. And he fled. If that had been a lot of, great God, help me, I'm preaching all right. If that had been our generation today, they say, you beautiful doll, come on, I'll smooch you. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, Amen. I want to tell you, sin is still sin. And nobody can make you do anything you don't want to do.
I felt a real cold spirit come right then. Yeah, I know who you are. Amen. Uh-huh. You can live for God, but you gotta have it made up in your mind. Somebody said he made me take a drink of liquor, her beer. You can believe that trash all you want to. Amen. Come on here. Until after a while, you may take a little sip yourself. Woo, I can't believe Brother Savage is preaching like he is tonight. But I want to tell you, you got to have a made-up mind. You can serve God and live for the Lord no matter what anybody else does. I'm going to preach a little more. Don Richards here said, I'm going to preach a little holiness to you. He put up that finger. I'm going to preach a little holiness to you. When we were young, living on the farm at Hickory Grove, Virginia, most of y'all know where that's at. Amen. We had visiting. Some distant kin to Papa Waddell. And I can't even remember the man's name. And really don't care to. But I can tell you one thing. That man had a demonic spirit about him. Are y'all listening to me? He wanted boys to sleep with him at night. You can say what you want to. That's demonic. Mamas and daddies, be careful who you let your children go home with. And the other side of that coin is be careful who comes home with your children. Somebody say amen. Help me here. I was a young teenager in my early teens, and he practically begged us boys to go sleep with him at night. I'm glad he'd only stayed 3 or 4 nights there and he was gone. Amen. And none of the boys, even the welfare boys, had better sense. Well, y'all still with me? None of them would. We was as scared of that devil, amen, as if he was a wild, raging, amen, lion on the loose. Amen. And he was. I said he was. We run from him. We kept our distance from him. Amen, but we have a generation on our hands now, amen, that is so, amen, subjected to, amen, the powers of darkness and sodomy, amen, and lesbianism, amen, come on here, and homosexuality, and mamas and daddies don't have enough of spirituality about them to understand the devil is after their children. Amen, I want to tell you, the devil don't care who you are. He don't care how many times you go to church. He's after your soul and after the soul of your children. Flee youthful lusts, for it warreth against the soul. God can keep you wherever you are. God can keep you pure. God can keep you true in spite of the circumstances around you. Amen. He can make flowers bloom after the volcano has erupted. Praise God. Where did the seeds for the flowers come from? I don't know.
Amen. How did that boy or that girl that lived in such wicked environment ever find out about God? I don't know, but I can tell you, amen, I've seen them blooming. Praise God. Amen. In the presence and the power of God real in their life. Amen. Come on here. Amen. You can bloom for God if you want to. Amen. The Bible said in chapter 18, verse 3, in Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Somebody say amen. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. He feared the Lord more than he feared Ahab. Amen. I don't know whether Ahab was aware of his, amen, dedication and commitment to God. I am of the opinion, great God, amen, that he had some sneaking feeling that there's something different about Obadiah. Amen. Because he didn't do everything all the other servants did. Amen. But he was such a good servant and a good steward. Are y'all still with me? And he did his work well. Amen. That he kept him as his steward. He feared the Lord greatly. Ah, man, man, man. I want to get this to you tonight. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. Is that what your Bible says? Verse 3, chapter 18. Amen. I mean, it just radiated. He had a commitment to God. It glowed in his countenance. He was different. No, but I want to say this. A very different adverb would characterize some people's religion today. Amen. It would have to go like this. They feared the Lord faintly. They feared the Lord lukewarmly. They feared the Lord inadequately. Amen. They feared the Lord occasionally. Amen. The Bible said that Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. What a description of character. Oh God, give us some men, give us some women, amen, that is sensitive and conscious of God and of His holy presence, and they don't want to do anything to grieve His presence in their life. They need God, they want God, they desire God more than anything else in this world. Amen. You talk about a palm tree in the desert, Obadiah was. Amen. The name Obadiah means servant of Jehovah. And his life and his character, amen, certainly answered to the name servant of the Lord. Man, man, man. He said, Obadiah said, to Elijah. Amen. When he finally met Elijah in this 18th chapter. Amen. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord. Get this. Verse 12, last part. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. I got a hold of it when I was a boy. And I've never turned it loose. I've been tempted. Come on here. Hey man, I've been, y'all listen to me. I've been swayed. Hey man, I've been talked to. I've had people say, you don't have to live that way anymore. Hey man, that those days are past and gone. Ah, amen. But I have feared the Lord from my youth. I got a hold of something when I got saved. Hallelujah. Amen. And it changed me. It made me a new creature. And I've just decided, amen, I want to keep it until the day I die. Amen. And he did. I said he did. Praise God. Amen. It was a splendid thing to say. Amen. Woo. Amen. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. That's a wonderful thing to say. Amen. Amen. But to say that brings on a big responsibility with that statement. How many of us could lift our hands and say, I've served the Lord from my youth and never made a mistake? I've served the Lord from my youth and never backslid. Never lost out. He said, huh? But I, thy servant, fear the Lord from my youth. Amen. Begin the fear of the Lord in youth. Amen. Help me here. And you will achieve great prestige if you just keep on serving God and living for the Lord. Come on here. I'm only going to preach two more hours. I only got 1.5 hour behind me. Praise God. Amen. In verse 3, amen. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. How? I picked up on that word greatly. We have people in America, in the wholeness churches right now, that will tell you in a heartbeat, they fear the Lord. But how much do they fear the Lord? Fear of the Lord is beginning wisdom. Amen. Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. What a description, an adverb. Amen. To describe, amen, how he feared the Lord and what it meant to him. Amen. He said, I am the steward of Ahab, king of Israel. Amen. I serve him. Amen. I bring him anything he wants. I'm going at his bidding. Amen. Come on here. Amen. But there's something stronger inside of me that keeps me closer to God. Amen. The commandments of the Lord is more important to me than the command of Ahab. Amen. I may endanger my head to Ahab. Amen. But I'd rather endanger my head to Ahab than endanger my heart to God. Amen. I get my mind made up. Amen. I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Trying conditions he had. He dwelt in Ahab's court. He stood alone. Nobody else in Ahab's court. Amid the idolatry and the wickedness of the Israelitish palace of King Ahab. Amen. Character can be independent of circumstances. In the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John, in the prayer that Jesus prayed, he said, Father, I pray for my disciples. I pray for them that will believe on me because of their word. Come on, somebody say amen. And I pray for them that you will keep them. They are in the world, but they are not of the world. Amen. Amen. I pray not that you will take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil that is, what? In the world. Or in the home. Or in the school. Or in the workplace. Amen. Or wherever you may be on Main Street. Amen. There is grace sufficient. Amen. To keep you serving God, whatever the circumstances and situation is, if you want to serve God. There's a preacher I know. Some of you know him. If I was to call his name, you'd know him right off. Amen. He messed up a few years ago, went off with another woman.
that was not his wife. His excuse was, she just kept after me. What a pitiful excuse. Here's a woman who has lived in homes that is anything but Christian. But this is a praying woman. And she has never denied the faith. She has served God in some of the most horrible conditions and circumstances that you could even think of and imagine. Come on here. Amen. She doesn't watch TV. Though it's right in the room where she lives in the living room. Come on here. She reads her Bible and she prays. Somebody said, I can't do that. That's because you don't want to do it. She prays, amen, when others may be cursing and taking God's name in vain. And don't tell me you can't live, amen, in Ahab's palace and still be saved. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Father, I pray not that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil that is in the world. His grace is sufficient. Praise God. Somebody say amen. Obadiah had a testimony. Amen. I have served the Lord from my youth. Amen. And I'm still serving God. And when the situation got real bad in Israel, until Ahab and Jezebel had all the prophets slain and slaughtered and killed, Obadiah in the palace took 100 prophets of the Lord and hid them in caves of 50. Amen. And fed them every day bread and water, which were scarce commodities because there was a drought in the land. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, are y'all still with me? Hey, live for God where you are. Amen. Serve God in the midst of trouble. Serve God in the midst of circumstances. Serve God in the midst of wickedness. Amen. Good care. And survive amongst evil, if you will. Amen. Woo, I'm feeling better. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me beside the paths. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And then he said, thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Amen. Thou anointest my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Amen. God will give you what you need. Amen. In the times of adversity. Amen. Evidently, Obadiah's good deeds to those 100 men was pretty common knowledge among some Israelites. What he said to Elijah, was it not told my Lord what I did? I'm of the opinion, you know, amen, how I served God and took care of the men of God in adverse conditions. Amen. He wasn't speaking boastfully or pridefully. Amen. He was just saying,
Amen. I've counted a privilege. Even though I've lived in a wicked, wicked society among wicked, wicked men. In spite of that, I have served the Lord from my youth, and I have fed 100 men of God for these 3.5 years. Amen. And I fed them every day and gave them water to drink every day. Where'd he get the bread? Probably off of Ahab's table. Where'd he get the water? Probably out of Ahab's jars. Amen. But he took care of God's men. Amen, amen, hallelujah. I think sometime, I was thinking today about this Obadiah. Amen. Served God in earnest from his early life. Thought what a bitter regret of many. No Christian even today and will be. So, to his dying day, sometimes, because his only, if only he had begun to serve the Lord and feared the Lord when he was younger. But the best part of their life is gone behind them, and they're old and decrepit. And I'm glad to get saved just before they die. Come on here. I'd rather see somebody get saved on the deathbed than die and go to hell lost. But what a wasted life. Thank God they got saved when they did. Amen. But I've heard many, many a precious soul that waited until the years had come and gone and finally get saved and said, I just wish I'd have given my heart to God. Amen. When I was much younger, I wouldn't have so many regrets. I wouldn't have so many bitter things to remember. Amen. If I'd have just served God when I was young. Amen. That's what Obadiah did. He gave God his heart from his youth and served God all of his life. Amen. He had some sound, good principles. Amen. That nothing would change his mind. And not only that, he was not ashamed of his convictions and the principles that he lived by. Come on. Somebody say amen. I see people. I see holiness people that go to holiness churches. When they get amongst those worldlings, amen, they're just about ashamed that they are holiness. Amen. Obadiah wasn't. The best way to get over the dread of opposition or ridicule is to have the constant feeling that God himself is by your side and looking over your shoulder all the time. I have feared the Lord. I have feared the Lord from my youth. You can serve God if you want. I don't care. A few years ago, I remember, and some of y'all will too, amen, when I say this, but there was an old saying that went around that became real popular several years ago, the devil made me do it. Amen, that's a lie. The devil cannot make you sin. The Bible said, a man is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. A man is tempted when he is drawn away, read in the book of James, of his own lust and enticed because he wants to.
Amen. Oh, ain't that something to be preaching this Tuesday night? But I want to tell you. Good can survive amongst evil if you want to. You can bloom where you are on the rim of a volcano that's about to erupt if you got the goods. Praise God. Lord Jesus, we thank you tonight for your precious word and the promises of God that are yea and amen to them that believe. I pray, Lord, that you'll touch hearts and lives tonight in this place. Stir our hearts. Oh, God, give us an inner compulsion inside of us to serve you with all of our hearts, soul, mind, spirit, and body. For Jesus' sake, let's come and pray.